Welcome to the Tech Today podcast. It's your host, John Mayetta. We published a number of articles over the past few days, although we haven't published a podcast. Briefly, just wanted to highlight this one. I'll call it up here. So this is not exactly comprehensive, but I just wanted to give you a flavor for share buybacks. And I just limited it to this sort of fintech group, because this is part of the old group that I used to follow in my investment banking days. But you've heard me on the podcast, and certainly in our writings here over the past 5 or 6 years, talking about share buybacks and how I'm not a fan. And so share buybacks, the way they exist today, I want to say that started around 2010, 2011, in that coming out of the Great Recession, the financial recession of 08, 09, a lot of companies, their stocks were obviously cheap. So you had cheap stocks and you had interest rates, Fed funds near zero. And so corporate interest rates were also therefore quite low. And so investors wanted to see companies put a floor on the stocks and help goose the stocks by executing share buybacks, which historically that was a good time to do them. But then what happened is you started to see some abuse as stocks recovered in 2011, 2012. And I'm talking about sort of all equities. I follow broadly enterprise software and specifically fintech and info services, but it was really across the board, and particularly in technology, where if you think about software companies as a group, they're cash flow rich. And so around 2012, you started to see investors, institutional investors, push companies to continue buybacks, accelerate buybacks, because interest rates remain low. And the buyback not only goosed the stock and put a floor under it, but then the pitch to the manager team was, you know, this could help with your options package in terms of putting a floor under your options. So, you know, around that time, you had strong demand for share repurchases, both by the institutional investor community as well as by senior managers. And that's persisted right through present day. And I'd love to get around to it at some point to put out a very, very comprehensive piece around share buybacks over time. And I think the reason why I haven't done it, frankly, is because other people have access to it. You can just kind of run the analytics on Bloomberg. But if you look at what's gone on over the past dozen years, companies have been executing share buybacks sort of regardless of price, regardless of valuation. And I would like to see companies exercise more discretion around their buyback program. So if the stock is trading at sort of a rich valuation, however you want to measure it as a management team, whether it's versus the peer group, versus, you know, the relative to your own stock price over time, combination of both is really the way to do it. But if your stock's trading at sort of an all-time high multiple, why would you want to buy back stock then? Why not push back on the institutional investors and save the buyback for a time when the stock is depressed? And those opportunities don't come around often. Sometimes they come around when you may have an earnings call that doesn't go exactly perfectly. Maybe the company was actually performing okay, but for whatever reason, the call was messy and the stock has a poor reaction the next day after the earnings call. Well, if you as a management team, particularly the CEO, believe in the intermediate long-term opportunity for the stock, and certainly if you're confident about the business, why wouldn't you buy back the stock, particularly if you're confident about the business? You know, the stock should almost be an afterthought. The stock really should be a function of how the business is performing. So if you're confident about the business and there's some dislocation in the stock in the short term, why not execute the buyback? The last time we had sort of a macro opportunity around a share buyback was during COVID 2020, when frankly, all stocks came in at the end of Q1. April 2020, I forget the date. Maybe it was April 20th of 2020 was sort of the trough of the COVID downturn as it relates to equities. That would have been a great time if you as a company had healthy cash flow. And I understand we had lockdowns going on and, you know, all sorts of bad stuff. Companies, you know, your customers were working from home. Companies were laying people off. But as I think about software companies in particular, it wasn't like revenues were going to crater. It wasn't like revenues were even going to trade off, you know, 10, 20%. Most companies just went flat. Most companies had pretty good visibility into their bookings. I think they used COVID as an opportunity to drive margins up. But the business wasn't going away in 99% of the cases. Frankly, 100% of the cases, as I think about my old coverage universe. And so if your stock is getting hammered, why wouldn't you be aggressive with the buyback during that time? And so the piece we put out today, I grabbed, as you can see here, this table. And if you look at sort of the buybacks, the numbers that I have highlighted in yellow, that, so I'll just kind of walk you through column by column. I don't want to do that. So we have the 20 calendar years, or I guess in most cases, with the exception of a couple, it's a calendar year. But I went to the 10Ks for each of these companies for the years 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, looked at the cash spent on share buybacks. The far column on the right, where you see total repurchases for a company, so that's the total share buyback over those 4 years. And in the percentage columns that you see, those are the percentage column for that year in terms of that year's buyback relative to the full year. So for example, FactSet 2020, $200 million worth of share repurchases against a total share repurchase amount of 660, well, that's 30%, right? And then you just sort of carry that across. And so the yellow shaded areas are companies where for 2020, that year, the buyback as a percentage of the aggregate buyback over the four-year period, the 2020 buyback was quite low. So for FIS, 3% of their share buyback over the 4 years took place in the year 2020. Fiserv 15, Global Payments 10, PayPal 12, S&P Global 7. Block hasn't executed a share buyback, SS&C 14%. So I'm saying, geez, you knew your stock was at a low. Why wouldn't you have got more aggressive on the buyback then? Because as the stock's recovered, and frankly, as they went to the moon in 2021 and the first part of 2022, November 2021 was the sort of the peak for you know, the market in general, technology companies. You know, companies got more aggressive with the buyback, right? And you could argue, oh, well, by 2021, they knew business was good. COVID was in the rearview mirror. Yeah, I get that, but the valuations were through the roof. So the time to really get aggressive with the buyback is when there is uncertainty. Even if you as a CEO are a little bit uncertain yourself, that's still the time to execute the buyback because the stock is trading at a massive discount. And so, you know, this happens all the time, whether it's an event like 08 or 2020 or a company-specific event, but management teams don't get aggressive when they should, despite the fact that they say they have confidence in the business. The one guy who put his money where his mouth is Jeff Sprecher, the founder, CEO at Intercontinental Exchange. You know, if you look at their buyback activity, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 59% of the buyback activity took place in 2020. So they got aggressive when the stock was depressed, which is how it's supposed to work. That's all for now. See you next time.